A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, MTech Asia kicks off in Singapore January 22nd. It's where business, technology and culture converge. Now, what's the latest in emerging technologies poised to change our lives? Professor Benjamin Tee, President's Assistant Professor at the National University of Singapore, also has an area of expertise which aims to provide robots with a sense of touch. And how can that allow them to navigate and manipulate objects better? So Professor Tee joins us today to dispel the myths and the heebie-jeebies that come with skin-equipped robots and what we can expect from MTech Asia as well. Professor Tee, thanks for coming today.
My pleasure to be here.
So an event such as MTech Asia, why is it so important for the advancement and adoption of technology?
Right. I think adoption of technology starts anywhere from a simple discussion one-to-one or a gathering. And what MTech really brings that is special, like you say, is a amalgamation or combination of many different people across industries. And what is more critical is that they are all bleeding-edge thinkers in their fields. For example, whether it's robotics or in healthcare, biotechnology, space technologies, they are all leaders. And by bringing leaders together, you often spark conversations that perhaps can lead to much more advances in the technologies as a whole.
What cutting-edge, world-changing technologies might we expect to be showcased at MTech Asia this year?
Well, actually, if you look at the history of MTech, a lot of the MTech technologies that are discussed end up in the CES, which just ended, right? And so I think the way I see it is MTech is like a pre-CES, where we start to discuss whether things are feasible and then bring them to market. I think we'll see a lot of robotic technologies. There'll be a lot of fintech, blockchain-type technologies, as also space technologies that will be discussed.
So your area of expertise, robotics, yeah? Mm-hmm. You'll be speaking about this as well during
Absolutely.
MTech Asia.
Right.
What can we expect from your talk?
So I'm trying to allow robotics or robots to feel, right? And this can apply
emotionally or tactile feeling.
So tactile feeling, touch.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
let's begin with touch. Actually, touch is a very can convey emotional aspects as well. But without touch, you will lose a lot of dexterity. And this, for example, can be imagine having a numbness in your legs or hands after a long time of sitting in an awkward position.
Mm.
You will start to realize it's almost impossible to move your hand. So with robots, currently, they don't have skin, and therefore they cannot feel touch, tactile sensations. And this makes them difficult to even grab a simple cup of water and pass it to a human. And I think that providing this ability to sense touch is the first stage to gaining human awareness for robotics so that we as human race, as a species, can work well with machines that we create intuitively. On the other side, you can also apply this to prosthetics. If you lose a hand or a limb, you know, hopefully not due to some accidents or even diabetes, right? And sometimes you have to amputate. And often you get a replacement limb that is a wooden piece of material or metal, and they don't feel. So in the same sense, you become like a robot with no feeling, and then you realize how debilitating that is.
But there have been advancements in this area. So,
absolutely.
For example, we have athletes out there who, mm-hmm. I think, with two amputated legs but prosthetics, run faster than a normal athlete.
Absolutely. But they all yearn to get a sense of feeling and touch back. And I think current prosthetics can give slightly superhuman abilities, but they are unable to feel, and that makes them less human. I mean, for example, if you lose your sense of vision and when you touch something, is if you can touch it, is there, is real, right? And I think the sense of touch is a very primal sense and really defines reality for humans.
Yeah. Talk to us about skin-covered robots, though.
Cool.
It is a little unsettling, mm-hmm. so to speak,
okay.
when you see robots who just look like humans.
Well, I think in some sense, we don't have yet human-like robots that can behave like humans. I think that is...
We have seen some. I think the reason why it gives people a bit of an unsettling feeling, mm-hmm. is they look human, and yet perhaps the facial expression is not as acute as actual humans.
That's
perhaps
right.
The movements aren't as nuanced, mm-hmm. as actual humans.
Absolutely. And you're talking about what scientists call the uncanny valley, basically when... As humans, we can identify whether the other person is human or not very quickly from a little small actions that they make that is different from us. And I think providing the sense of touch may allow that to happen, but I think that's still some
ways away
from actual. But what I do see happening is that if we have skin for robots of a certain, not necessarily human-like, but maybe in industrial settings, it could be on the arm, and this allows them to be much more safer to work with. For example, if you are making bread, and you can buy a piece of robotic hand that can make bread for you like humans can, that could be a very real example. And with technologies like 3D printing and the kind of tactile sensations that we're providing, can actually allow that to happen at a much lower cost. The truth is, humans have coexisted with robots since the Industrial Revolution, right? I mean, how long does it take to get to San Francisco? You see the plane. Is the plane a robot? I mean, in some sense it is, right? And a lot of sophistication and intelligence.
So perhaps there is a misconception about the definition of robot, that people just think it is a humanoid, android-looking right. object.
That's true.
And now you're uh-huh. talking about putting actual skin on it.
Absolutely. I think eventually, as technology progresses, we will see humans working closer with robots, but they don't necessarily have to look like the robots don't have to look like humans.
Talk to us as well about how businesses can get on board with tech adoption. I think a lot of businesses, particularly, say, small and medium enterprises, may be a little put off by the whole idea of robotics and automation, just because maybe capital outlays required. I'm just a small entity. How on earth am I going to adopt this?
Well, I agree that robots currently may appear expensive, but in the long run, they actually generate a lot of savings. And they can actually bring more businesses. For example, the Pepper robot in Japan, in some of the retail outlets by SoftBank, they actually put robots in the retail outlets. And what they start to see is there's more foot traffic in the selling of technology gadgets, for example. Having robots doesn't mean that they only need to make our processes much more efficient, but they can actually bring more businesses. In Singapore, for example, many hotel chains have started to adopt robotic technologies like AGVs, automated guiding vehicles, basically vehicles that can bring things to guests. At the same time, you're also seeing robots that can make simple dishes like omelets. And this could be a draw for people that want to see their dishes made by robots.
But novelty aside, mm-hmm. there needs to be some real efficiencies or benefits.
I agree. And I think robots really can be two classes. You have the physical robots and the software robots. So if you're talking about physical robots, I think a lot of times we think of them as time-saving entities, right? They help us make a certain widget very quickly and simply, and they can work 24/7. But that doesn't mean that it can replace the humans, because end of the day, you need the humans to make sure the robots work well, right? So if you're talking about, if I have robots, will people lose jobs? My sense is unlikely to happen, just because
to happen now or at all?
Unlikely to happen in the majority of the cases, just because we still need humans to help the robots work better.
Right.
And frankly, I don't see humans
becoming obsolete.
Absolutely not. In fact, they need us. And as a human race, we're extremely creative. Right. If we have a robot, we might be able to think of even more ways we can use it. And I think that basically guarantees you a job if you want to, willing to try and adopt new technologies.
So the advantages of technology, the advantages of robotics, automation, etc., I suppose can't be denied, Professor T, but there are downsides to it too. Are we going to get too lazy, maybe, if robots have taken over some of the heavy lifting, so to speak? Are we too dependent on technology?
Yeah,
it might create a divide as well, and some feel that technology is rather dehumanizing. We've never been more connected today than ever in the human history, but a lot of people still feel very alone, oddly enough.
That's true, and that certainly helps Facebook a lot. But I think having automation is a necessity in general. What it does is it gives you a lot more time, and what you choose to do with that extra time is really a personal choice. And I think that it is indeed a challenge if we're always constantly plugged in. And I think that we need to recognize the fact that automation and robotics gives us more time to do things that we find having fun doing, than not necessarily be in front of a screen or an iPhone or a smartphone. And we can also track this data. For example, my screen time has gone down ever since I started looking at this, and I made a conscious effort to reduce my time that's plugged in. So I think if, as humans, we have choice and we can change our lifestyle to actually take advantage of the additional time that robotics automation has given us.
Professor T, earlier you mentioned that robotics automation, or getting on board with technology, adopting technology, is a necessity at this stage. Mm-hmm. So from a business aspect, do you think if an entity doesn't adopt technology, doesn't head this way, it's really lights out for them already?
I think it really depends on the type of industry they are talking about. In a lot of sense, if you're in the logistics industry, you almost always would want to consider robots, especially for warehousing operations.
So perhaps still on an industry basis?
Absolutely. I don't think there's going to be a case where if you don't have robots, your business is going to fail. But I think that increasingly what we are seeing is robots take many forms and shapes, right? And I think that having robots overall would help the business. The question is, how do you find the right robot, right? Find the right robot and utilize it the right way, and having the right manpower that can take advantage of such intelligent agents.
So obviously a bit of thought is required to figure out whether or not some automation or some technology is suitable for you. Let's not just jump on the bandwagon, get the newest and the shiniest thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And there you go. You have more jobs that for people that know how to consult for such robots, right? I mean, to adopt technology adoption. So there, we always create more jobs with automation or any form of technology.
So as a student of technology, this must be exciting times for you, Professor T.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the price of computation has gone down tremendously. Every person now have close to a billion transistors in their pocket. And this, what this means is with these technologies, I can design technologies that can operate in a much more intuitively for humans to use. For example, I can now start to think about, can we have skin that can repair itself, right? Because we now have very advanced modeling tools, computational tools, we can start to design things that can self-repair, even though they are non-living. And this has a lot of implications because if you look at amount of electronic waste generated is huge. And so this is a bit like my personal missive, right? I can actually use technology to save the planet. I reduce waste by having things that repair themselves. Like if your phone cracks, in the future, very soon, you might have a phone that can
repair itself.
The cracks, yeah.
Oh, that just gave me goosebumps. A little scary there, Professor.
Well, you save some money.
Also, must ask, do you think Skynet from Terminator 2 might actually happen? So we've gotten to the point where we're looking at maybe robotics that may look like human beings, but may they start to think and feel and take over the world?
That's a great question, Howie. It's something I grapple with every day. And if you want to find out whether that will happen, actually, I will talk about this in my talk at MTech Asia next Wednesday morning. But my personal sense is it's unlikely.
Because in the near future or unlikely ever?
Unlikely ever, because humans are always smart enough to create an off switch. All right. So even with the best AI you have today, if you turn off the power, that's it. I'm personally in the optimistic camp.
If you're interested to hear what Professor Benjamin T has to say at MTech Asia, you can check them out at mtechasia.com to register. That's mtechasia.com. Professor Benjamin T is President's Assistant Professor at the National University of Singapore. Professor, thanks for coming today.
Thanks, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.